Okay, good morning everybody. Thank you for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas and I'm your host today, and I'm joining you from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara, California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before News Game was a workaholic mortgage broker and small business owner, and I now enjoy what I call my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to the other to grow my business. In my youth, I competed in one events in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call 712-775-8972, wait for the prompt, and then enter PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. Contact your personal New Skin representative or New Skin product support for more details on the program, and check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find an archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com, SoundCloud.com, or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, or Solutions for Anti-Aging. One word, Solutions with the number 4 in there, Anti-Aging. Today's topic, 13 things disciplined people do. Wait, you might read it lips this morning apparently. 13, okay, the fifth time of your challenge. 13 things disciplined people don't do that most people do. There we go. Wow. That was a challenge. This story is about a month or so old. I found it on The Bold, and the story is by Gail Stewart. 13 things disciplined people don't do that most people do. Number one, they don't get lured by the snooze trap. Disciplined people know that, hey, what happened? My slide advanced without me, ahead of me. Bye, honey.
Bye, honey.
Make it a great day. They don't get lured by the snooze trap. Disciplined people know that the snooze button is a seductive liar. It promises sweetness but delivers grogginess and a rushed morning. They resist its siren call, understanding that how they start their day sets the tone for the entire day. Waking up with the first alarm is their non-negotiable pact with success. They recognize that those extra minutes of sleep are less refreshing and actually fragment their morning routine. By defying the temptation of the snooze, they maintain a rhythm that gets them alert and prepared for the day. Now, let's advance it. There we go. Number two, they don't skip breakfast, or at least a morning coffee. While many skip the morning meal, disciplined people treat breakfast like the worthwhile ritual it is. Uh-oh, hang on a sec here. Fetch your bag. Okay. Well, my wife forgot her computer bag. While many skip the morning meal, disciplined people treat breakfast like the worthwhile ritual it is. It's not about a lavish spread every morning, but about consistent, nourishing fuel for the day's tasks. For them, skipping breakfast is like a car trying to run without gas, a surefire way to break down. They understand that a healthy breakfast kickstarts the metabolism and primes your brain for peak performance. It's not just about physical health. It's about setting a pattern of care and attention that extends to all areas of their life. Mom drilled that into me. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, so I rarely ever miss some type of breakfast, small or large. Number three, they avoid the health last mentality. The disciplined elite don't put their health on the back burner. They see regular exercise, quality sleep, and balanced nutrition as non-negotiables, not luxuries. Ignoring health for them is akin to ignoring the foundation of a building. Without it, everything else crumbles. They know that neglecting physical well-being can lead to decreased energy, productivity, and overall life satisfaction. Keeping fit and healthy is seen as essential to maintaining the stamina and focus required for achieving their goals. If this is something you struggle with, especially when it comes to prioritizing your mental and emotional health in the dating world, you need to check out their sister site, Sweeten. Okay, we've skipped that part. We got tips and tricks there, apparently, for getting past that, the health last mentality. Number four, they don't fall into the social media sinkhole. In a world where scrolling can become a time-consuming vortex, the great dark hole. Disciplined people set boundaries. They use social media like a tool and not a time thief. They know that each minute lost in the digital maze is a minute they can't get back. This disciplined approach to social media means they allocate specific times for issues, avoiding its potential to disrupt work and personal life. They understand that while social media can be a powerful tool for connection and information, it can also be a major distraction. Why isn't that the truth? Number five, they dodge the procrastination bullet. Well, I'll do that maybe tomorrow. Later is a word that disciplined people have almost erased from their dictionaries. They tackle tasks head on, avoiding the snowball effect of procrastination. For them, delaying tasks is like willingly walking into quicksand. The more you delay, the harder it gets. They understand that procrastination not only puts off the task, but also adds an unnecessary burden of stress and guilt. By addressing tasks immediately, they maintain control over their workload and avoid the anxiety that comes with looming, uncompleted tasks. Don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today. Number six, they invade the stagnation zone. Complacency is a silent enemy of the discipline. Complacency is a silent enemy the discipline always keeps at bay. They're continuously learning, growing, and pushing boundaries. To them, being stagnant is akin to moving backwards, as the world doesn't pause for anyone. This means they're always seeking new challenges and opportunities to expand their horizons. They view continuous learning not just as a way to stay ahead, but as a fundamental aspect of fulfilling life. Just the other day, I hit my 1,500-day streak with Duolingo. I started off learning Spanish. I added German probably a year ago, and this week I added Italian to it. And it's made it even more fun, and I do a little bit of each every day. Number seven, they refuse to engage in self-sabotage speak. Negative self-talk is a no-go zone for disciplined minds. No stinking thinking. They understand that the power of words can keep their internal dialogue constructive and empowering. Demeaning oneself for them is like poisoning a well from which they draw their strength. They focus on positive affirmations and realistic self-assessments to foster a mindset conducive to success. The disciplined approach to self-talk helps them maintain resilience and confidence even in the face of challenges. When you mess up something or something goes wrong, don't say, "Oh, what a dummy I am." Don't. You wouldn't talk to somebody else like that. Don't talk to yourself like that. And if you do talk to somebody else like that, stop it. Number eight, they don't shy away from tough conversations. Difficult dialogues are not something disciplined people dodge. They face them head on, understanding that avoidance only leads to larger problems. They approach these talks with honesty and true integrity, knowing that this is the fabric of strong relationships and successful outcomes. They see these conversations as necessary for growth, both personally and professionally, and as opportunities to clear the air and move forward more understanding. Nine, they aren't trapped by overcommitment. Saying yes to everything is a trap disciplined people avoid. They know their limits and set boundaries to maintain focus and quality in their commitments. Overextending for them is like trying to fill multiple cups with a single pitcher. Eventually, everything runs dry. They understand the importance of giving each task and commitment their attention and effort it deserves, which sometimes means saying no to additional responsibilities. Dennis Waitley had a tape. He used to listen to an old cassette tape. He used to listen to a personal development tape. And he talks about turning your wheelbarrow upside down. If you have it all right set up, you let everybody's stuff pour into your wheelbarrow and you can't ever get anything done. So it's better to flip that thing over and only put in there the things that are valuable to you that you just need to get done. Number 10, they don't play the blame game. Excuses and blame shifting are not part of their repertoire. Disciplined people take responsibility for their actions and their outcomes. When things go south, they look inward for lessons, not outward for scapegoats. They know that taking responsibility is empowering. It puts them in the driver's seat of their life. This approach allows them to learn from their mistakes and avoid repeating them in the future. Oops. There we go. Number 11, they don't neglect their finances. Financial negligence is not a pitfall disciplined people fall into. They track their spending, invest wisely, and plan for the future. For them, managing money is not about wealth, but about responsibility and foresight. They see financial discipline as integral to overall self-discipline. Understanding that money management impacts many aspects of life, from stress levels to future security. Number 12, they don't let failures define them. Disciplined people understand that failure is part of the journey, not the end of the road. They don't wallow in self-pity or let setback define their capabilities or worth. Instead, they analyze what went wrong, learn from it, and move forward with renewed focus. They have exceptional mental strength. They see failures as stepping stones, not stumbling blocks. This mindset allows them to bounce back stronger and more informed. They don't allow the fear of failure to paralyze them. Rather, they use it to fuel and improve and innovate. And number 13, they don't neglect short-term sacrifices for long-term gains. Disciplined people are masters at playing the long game. They don't give in to short-term temptations that derail long-term goals. Whether skipping a night out to work on a project or saving money instead of making an impulsive purchase, they keep their eyes on the prize. They understand that real progress often requires sacrifices, and these sacrifices are worth it in the end. This foresight helps them achieve sustained success and fulfillment, as they're able to delay gratification for greater rewards down the line. Well, this was the 13 things disciplined people don't do that most people do. And I thought, hey, it applies to even the discipline required to if you're a weight man. What should I be eating? How often should I be eating? Am I drinking enough water? Am I getting enough sleep? And do you follow those things? You know what to do. Do you actually do them? It requires a certain level of discipline and desire. I mean, you got to want to achieve the goal. And so it's kind of a combination of the two, I think. It's not just, hey, beating yourself up and, quote, being disciplined. If it's something you really want, hey, you got to do the right things to be able to get it. I think it all falls in place. Again, those pertain to health goals, financial goals, personal goals, life goals, etc., all aspects of our life. So hope you found some value in those things. I'll remind you, these calls are recorded and on archives on SoundCloud.com. And you can find them on SoundCloud.com. If you haven't bookmarked it yet, by putting either my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, or our weight management product, TR90, in the search, or Solutions for Anti-Aging, whichever one you like. One of them will get you there. All right, with that said, let me open up the line and see if we have any comments and say hello and goodbye to everybody. Hang on a sec here. Unmute. There we go.
Thanks, Frank. That was great.
You're welcome.
How are you? And I'm going to let you hop off and let you go.
Okay, you got it. Well, everyone go out and make it a great day today, and I'll be back here on Tuesday and come back dial in tomorrow for Susan tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.